Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today is Knoxville Schools Superintendent Dr. Randy Flack, and we'll be discussing what's going on in the school district in last night's school board meeting. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Dr. Flack.
You're welcome, Aaron.
And yesterday was a different kind of school board meeting. It was mainly focused on one discussion item on the agenda, but it was actually basically a work session in a sense that the admin team and the school board worked in a presentation in a discussion with Heiligenthal, with the Iowa Association of School Boards. It's a service that the Knoxville School Board receives as being a part of the Iowa Association of School Boards. And you guys set out to prioritize some educational priorities to make some decisions, some long-term goals into the future. Kind of explain how that discussion went last night.
Well, Aaron, I think periodically the board and administrative team need an opportunity to either focus or refocus on our priorities and our programs for our students, especially in this time with tight resources, with all of the changes that are coming for education in the state of Iowa through, you know, the governor's blueprint for reform and whatever the legislators decide to do with those recommendations. With, you know, the fact that we just had an education summit in Iowa this past summer, I think it's a great opportunity for our administrative and board teams to work together to try and identify those things that you know, they're non-negotiables. These are the things we have to do. These are the programs we have to provide. So we spent a lot of time last night talking about those ideas. And we'll meet again in November to draw some more focus around what was mentioned last night, and then to develop some strategies for addressing those ideas down the road.
Some of those ideas, they included more community parental support, better individualized teaching and learning methods. These are really good long-term goals that the district has now set, but like you said, the next part, what this follow-up meeting will be about in November, is finding that path to get there.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned a couple of the things that were mentioned last night, the importance of cooperation and of really sharing goals for the school district, sharing among school personnel, sharing goals among the community, among community leaders, and with parents, the importance of continuing education not only for our students but also for our professionals and support staff in the school district, the importance of meeting the individual needs of all the students and talking about the ways that we can do that. You know, sometimes I think we get stuck on ideas or stuck on proposals like, well, let's have all year school, or let's have weekend school, or let's make sure that the third graders who don't read a grade level are retained or kept until they do. You know, those are programs, those are ideas, but the main focus has to be, you know, we need to provide individual programs for our students so that they can learn sometimes at their own pace, but more importantly that we make sure that they learn the skills and acquire the knowledge that they have to be successful, whether they go to a four-year college, whether they go to a technical school, whether they enter the workforce. The skills for all those students have changed so much over the past several years that we really need to be able to address the needs of our students in order to prepare them.
This is actually a wonderful service that the IASB is offering you guys as a member of the Iowa Association of School Boards. We talked about this kind of earlier this summer about retaining membership in the IASB, and really this is a good program that they offer to show
well,
why.
Well, the School Board Association provides opportunities for us to take advantage of their personnel, of some of the other services that they provide, and I think, you know, an activity or a workshop like this works so much better if you have someone to facilitate or to lead the effort. Yeah, and really, outside of the annual dues that we pay, which are based on enrollment, this is a service that they provide. This is the second time in the past, three or four years that our board and administrative team has worked through a process and an activity through the School Board Association. The other time, we went through a manual that talked about staff development, talked about student achievement, talked about student assessments and curriculum. We did that on our own, but still it was through materials that were provided by IASB.
this is actually a good opportunity too for the board and admin team to work together. The admin team is there during the school board meetings. They hear what the board has to say, but sometimes they don't necessarily have the direct interaction.
Yeah, you know, we have usually monthly reports from our principals on things that are going on in their buildings. But just the opportunity to sit down across the table from each other and to share ideas is very important to build that team spirit, that team attitude, and address a team approach to problem solving and developing programs.
And then something else you briefly mentioned, the governor's blueprint for his education program. That's obviously is just a blueprint right now. They've laid out some guidelines. They're asking for what schools think about it before they put together a full plan for the 2012 legislature. Just kind of briefly, what kind of pros and cons do you see in there right now?
Oh boy, that's a really broad question, Aaron. I think there are a lot of good things in the blueprint. I think the things that we need to focus on the most are accountability for student performance and for school performance, as far as making sure our students learn what they need to learn to be successful. One of the things that bothers me is that we continue to have this emphasis on ranking or rating schools. I wish that we would not worry so much about ranking schools as we would about providing the assistance that we need, the professional help that we need. You know, the Department of Education, the Iowa Department of Education, is woefully understaffed as well. And it's really going to require some leadership on their part to accomplish these goals and even to get them through the legislature. One of the things that is always a concern is that, you know, the people who make the rules pick and choose. And sometimes you get a hodgepodge, which ends up creating more problems than it solves. So I think there are a lot of good things in there. When we start talking about emphasizing the core curriculum, when we start talking about emphasizing assessments that reflect the core curriculum, when we start talking about course or end of course tests instead of basing all your scores on one test, when we talk about really making teachers and students accountable for the learning that's taking place in the classroom, those are good things. Now, the devil's in the details, but at least it's a start.
Also, you've been sitting in on these auditorium committee meetings. You've been seeing the progress. How is that going right now?
Well, we're making progress. The architect has met with our committee a couple times and, you know, trying to get some general ideas for some of the features that committee members want or think are important for the auditorium. And I mentioned committee members, you know, people from the community, people from our music and drama teams. So we are getting a lot of input into the features of the auditorium. A week ago, we started talking about fundraising ideas because I think the Board of Education would like to see some community financial support for the auditorium in addition to, you know, the sales tax receipts that we're receiving. The goal is not to use property taxes for an auditorium. And in order to do that, we're going to need to use our sales tax revenues that are guaranteed at least through 2029. As well as some fundraising. So, yeah, we're making progress. I think the architect would like us to get to a point where we're ready to maybe turn that first spade of dirt over next summer.
Wow, that's a pretty good turnaround.
I think it's pretty quick turnaround, but, you know, the committee is very enthused about the project, as they should be. And I think it would be just a great, great addition to our school district and to our community.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
Oh, I can't think so, Aaron. We've got a lot of things going on in the school district, and there will be a lot more information coming out as the board continues to work with the administrative team on setting some goals. You know, we're getting real close now to the rollout for our laptop computers, and that's going to be exciting for our students and our schools. So we just keep working to make things better.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Dr. Fleck.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks to Dr. Randy Flack, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.